We're joined by Marcelo Meyer, Red Sox top prospect, here on Jones and Keefe. Marcelo, thanks for coming up here. I know it's a busy day, an opening day for you guys, so thanks for stopping by. You you had a monster big league camp, spring training, the two games in Mexico as well. It's not your call. It's not up to you. But do you feel like you should be in the big leagues right now? Like, do you feel like you did enough to earn your spot coming out of camp?
Yeah. Obviously, like you said, all that stuff isn't up to me, but as a player and based on performance, I feel like I did earn a spot on that team. With that being said, things didn't go my way, and now I'm here, and you know, I'm just going to get after it every single day and keep doing what I'm doing.
So how'd they leave it with you? Like, obviously, you're starting here in Worcester. Was it sort of a, hey, just kill it down there and we'll let you know? Did they give you any kind of timetable? What were those conversations like?
Not really a timetable. I think it's kind of hard to tell. I also think part of the business they don't tell you as well, even if they know. But yeah, they pretty much told me just to keep doing what I've been doing. I think everyone knows that I played really well this spring, and but yeah, just keep playing the game that I know how to play, and everything will fall into place.
So they've moved you around a little bit on the diamond, a natural shortstop, but I think you played in your minor league career, if I saw right, a couple of games at third.
Two games at third, yeah.
And then they even gave you a game at second at the tail end of spring training. So is that something you expect to do more of here, or are you going to play only shortstop here? How are they going to use you defensively?
No, I'll be playing one game at second, one game at third, and then four at short. So yeah, it's a new opportunity, a new challenge for me that I've never done in my career. Obviously, I had some reps there in the off season and in spring training, but I've never done anything like that in a full season. So I'm really excited for that opportunity.
Are you open to playing other positions? Because we know that can be a hot debate sometimes. So some guys don't want to move off of certain positions. Are you good playing all those spots?
I just want to be a big leaguer.
Okay.
You know, I'll play wherever.
Okay. We're joined by Marcelo Meyer, Red Sox top prospect, here on Jones and Keefe. Woo Sox opener. We're live at Polar Park. You can catch the Red Sox tonight on WEEI. We saw Christian Campbell make his debut. Roman Anthony here today. From the outside looking in, we group all you three together. We're like the big three, the three Red Sox top prospects. I don't know. What can you tell us about the relationship between the three of you? Like, how close are you guys? Like, how much time are you spending around one another? Certainly while you were together in the big league camp. I know Christian is with the Red Sox now, but what's the relationship like between the three of you?
Yeah, so last year was the first time that all three of us shared the field together. And, of course, the media does a really good job of hyping that stuff up. But, yeah, I mean, I love those guys. Obviously, when you go through a grind like this for 6-7 months out of the year, you get really close to people. They're like your second family, right? So, yeah, seeing Campbell and seeing other guys that you've played with in the minor leagues make their debut and live their dream out, it's super cool to watch. So we were on the clubhouse yesterday watching the
game. That's what I was going to get. You must have been watching, right?
Of course, yeah. What'd
you think?
It was awesome. It was awesome. I mean, just to see him there and his family there, because, you know, I know this game. I know how much a family sacrifices to, not just the player. Just to see all of them there, seeing Campbell live out his dream, it was really special.
And did you room with Roman Anthony during spring? Is that true?
Every time.
What does that mean?
Is that something you get to pick, or the manager just tells you here the assignments?
Yeah, so he's pretty much been my roommate ever since we've started playing together, whether that's in the spring or during the season. So okay. He's my roommate right now in AAA.
So I got a text from, I'm not going to say who. It was Rob Bradford. And he told me to ask you.
Yeah, you're already shaking your head.
We work in the same place.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so he told me to ask you about your spring training house, which Roman Anthony says was haunted, but you don't think it was haunted?
Haunted?
Haunted. Yeah, haunted house.
Wow. Okay, go.
Yeah, we have a roommate. So we lived with five dudes in spring training. We have a roommate named Matthew Donlin who was fully convinced that his room was haunted. And, like, to this day, he still texts us. He's like, dude, the controller was on the table last night. It's not there anymore. I'm like, save it.
Yeah, you don't have
like, I'm not buying it, you know? And one day, Matthew took Roman's controller of his room because it was that's how you turn the light on, through a controller.
Yeah.
And just started turning the lights on and off.
Nice.
And me and Roman started freaking out. Because we didn't buy it at first. Next thing you know, his lights, he's like, dude, my light just turned on. And it happened again, and we were like already packing our stuff. We were going to the Holiday Inn for the night.
You're just out of there.
Yeah, we were gone.
Wow.
he ended up telling us that it was him. But
that's pretty good.
Yeah, I don't think the house is haunted. It was pretty cool.
So that house wasn't haunted, but would you believe that some houses could be haunted?
100%.
Okay. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right.
I believe in that. 100%.
Good.
100%.
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, do you have like an experience outside of spring training? No, nothing.
I mean,
like that.
As a kid, I just used to see ghosts.
Ghosts?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, interesting.
Where was that?
No, actually, at my house.
At your home where you grew up?
Really?
Yeah.
Were you like,
this is like a Jennifer Love Hewitt situation?
We gotta move?
Apparently, I don't know if this is true also, but some of my buddies' houses in that neighborhood were seriously haunted as well. Apparently, before they built that neighborhood, it was a cemetery.
No way.
That checks out.
Okay.
Are you messing with us?
No.
Okay.
I'm serious.
Right.
I don't know,
the first time we've met, so I don't know.
Let me just flash the lights real quick.
This is fantastic.
Yeah, I might have to fact check with like.
No, don't. No, this is good.
I like,
this is better than fact checking.
So you could see ghosts for a certain.
When I was like a kid. I haven't seen one in a long time. Hopefully I don't see one anymore.
Right. Yeah.
But I used to be really scared of ghosts as a kid.
What if the debut is like an Angels in the Outfield kind of thing?
Well, that's another whole thing.
Yeah. That would be like a
that's like the good
ghost
situation.
Yeah, they were. They were helped
good
ghosts.
Oh, there's good ghosts.
Yeah, they helped Tony
ghosts.
Danza.
I'd imagine.
That was the whole thing.
Keith is big on the cryptids. What else do you believe? Like aliens? Is that something you believe in?
Of course.
Okay, nice. Yeah. Good.
Yeah. You guys never seen those videos of like, it's like the Earth and it just keeps zooming out and zooming out and zooming out?
Yes.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
No, we were the only ones.
There's a lot going on out
there.
Thank you. That's for sure.
Can't be that. Like,
you get it. You're tall grays.
Of course.
You're small grays.
All of it.
You're Nordics. You get it.
Yeah.
No, I'm excited about this. Not to completely pivot away from this, but I'm curious, what's the relationship like with Alex Cora? You know, a guy that hopefully one day you're playing for soon, but just all the time you guys had in camp and everything like that, what's that been like?
It was great. I mean, AC's been around the game for so long. And just have a manager that's been around the game for so long, that played, that understands what players go through, and has been a manager for such a long time. It's really cool to have someone like that leading the team.
Did I read this right? You were a Yankee fan? Is that right?
I am, or was?
You were.
No, not now.
As a kid, you were a Yankee fan?
Yeah, I was.
You like Jeter?
Love Jeter.
Okay, so that's, look, I mean, I
at least he's got the ghost and alien thing going for him. I'll take that. Yeah.
He's not the biggest fan of this, but like... Is that something you hear from a lot? Red Sox fans are like, Yankee fan. Like, is that the kind of? I feel like it's not
it's
as controversial
so now,
of a thing now as like when we were kids, for instance. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't really care. You know, like I didn't know I was going to get drafted by the Red Sox and play with the Red Sox.
You're
so as
ghosts.
A kid, I grew up and I loved Derek Jeter. You know, like no one could take that away from me. I still love that guy. I love the way that he carried himself, the way that he played. Obviously, I'm not a Yankee fan anymore. I love the Red Sox. But yeah, that's who I grew up watching.
Speaking of watching, is that something you do a lot, like in your free time? Like, will you watch a lot of the major league games? I know yesterday's different. You know, it's the opener. Or do you kind of get away from it, like in your downtime?
I think there's a balance. I think you could learn a lot from watching games and watching people play. But then also, we're humans and we have a life outside of the field, and we do this a lot of hours during the day, so you know, the time that I'm not at the field, it's kind of like my own time, and I try to, you know, do things that I enjoy.
Marcelo Meyer, Red Sox top prospect, joining us here on Jones and Keefe. I think the way the games played trend line would go, 91, 78, 77, the last 3 years. Some would say the best ability is availability. Do you feel like you've been available enough?
I think you know that answer.
So, what can you do?
He wants you to answer it a certain way.
What are you working on to combat that? If you can work on anything to combat it, or is it just bad luck? What can you do to avoid that going forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it's just bad luck, and then a lot of it as well is just me having a new routine this year, me working really hard in the off season to make sure that doesn't happen again. Obviously, you never know what's going to happen in the game. We play every single day, and I play the game extremely hard, and you know, as an athlete, you run risk of injury. But yeah, I mean, this off season, a lot of it was rehabbing and stuff, and then the time that I wasn't rehabbing, a lot of it was making sure that I put my body in a really good spot to hopefully play 162 and more. If we make the playoffs. But yeah, I mean. You know, every time I head to spring training, my goal is to play every single game of the season. Obviously, I know in the minors they limit your playing time and stuff. But yeah, I want to play every single day that I can.
So beyond games played, do you have any personal goals? I mean, making the big leagues is one. Games played sounds like one. Do you have any other personal goals you're trying to check?
I mean, I really like where I'm at right now. So for me, it's just staying ready for when my time comes. As a guy who obviously doesn't start the season in the big leagues, if when you get called up, your goal is to help the team win in any way you can. So, you know, for whenever I get called up, I don't know when that's going to be. It's going to be to be ready and help the team win.
Do you get caught up in prospect rankings? Because I can only imagine for the last several years, you've been right up there towards the top, up, down, whatever. But, you know, there's so many different websites do it. So many different ones put it together. Your teammates with a bunch of guys that you're all around, is that something you even talk about? Is it on your radar at all?
I couldn't care less.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, those things fluctuate so much. And, yep. And you know, if you're playing bad, they're going to hate you. If you're playing good, they're going to love you, right? So I think those things always change. So that's not really something that I ever worry about.
A couple of quick ones. How do you feel about the Big Three nickname for you, Anthony Campbell? Do you like that? Does it need some work? How do you feel about that?
I don't really care for it. You know, I know people like to use it because it's exciting. Obviously, we have a lot of great players in this org, and they kind of put us in the spotlight. But yeah, at the end of the day, we're each our own individuals, and we just play the game wanting to make it to the big leagues, not necessarily for like publicity and stuff like that.
So out of the
magazine covers, right, and all that
exactly,
stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So out of the three of you, who do you think is the funniest?
Out of the three of us?
Yes.
I'm the funniest.
You're the funniest?
Yeah.
Nice, I like that. Good confidence.
Yep.
Who do you think is the smartest? Like, if you were, like, doing trivia or something like that, who do you think would get the most stuff right?
I don't know. I think we'd all be pretty bad at it, to be honest.
Who do you think is the fastest? You all line up and race. Who's the fastest?
Me.
Nice. Okay, good. I like confidence. The confidence.
We're honestly all pretty similar running speeds. Me and Casey had the longest argument throughout spring training of who's faster. And I ended up calling our double-A manager, who we're super close to. I love him. Shout out Epi. And he ended up saying I was faster. So that ended the debate right there. But he wants to race me so bad.
I was going to say, what would the race be? Is it like home to first? Is it like the outfield? Like what's a fair
Wait, so you're
race?
Wait, hang on. You're like Jerry Seinfeld. You won't race him?
Good show.
Yeah. You choose not to run.
No. I mean, why would I race him?
Because you're the fastest already.
They already know that you're the fastest. Yes. You're anointed.
Yeah,
fastest.
I mean, I'll race him eventually, you know, when we're on the line, but I'm not going to, like, take time out of my day to go race a guy.
So what,
you know?
What would the race be, you were asking?
Yeah, is it just, like, home to first?
60 yards, 50-yard race.
Oh, okay.
Straight.
Yeah.
Nice. Right. I couldn't even run down the hallway at our work without being out of breath. So I don't like my chances in that race.
Last question.
Yes.
This has been tearing our show apart. It's a baseball question. You're a baseball guy.
This is a good one. This is actually this is the most important question we've asked, yes.
Is the catcher an infielder?
Yeah,
hell yeah. That's right. It.
Well,
that's over.
Well,
the debate
face.
Is over.
In my face.
Thank
he's
you very
he's
much.
In the infield.
Yeah.
Well, he's on the
infield. No, he already answered.
Is a pitcher an infielder?
No.
He's on the infield.
He's on the mound.
In your face.
Damn it.
Yes.
All right.
I'll take that.
You know what? I'm voting you.
That's a win.
I'm voting you smartest for thinking on your feet.
Thanks.
Out of the big three. Well, Marcelo, we appreciate the time.
Yeah,
thanks so much.
Yeah.
Best of luck this season. Best of luck here today. And we'll see you in the big league soon.
Appreciate that.
All right. Thanks, Marcelo Meyer, Red Sox top prospect here on Jones and Keefe.